Juice, there's the man right there. What up, doggy?
What's up, man?
Well, just real quick, two things I want to know real quick. How you started listening, and number two, I want to know if there's anything from this week that you want us to hit whenever you dip or whatever.
I started listening, or how I started listening, I was working in a warehouse and you know, shipping and receiving, pulling orders. And they got boring after a while, so I ended up buying like a Walkman, like a radio. So I was listening to talk radio for a bit, and then I was like, "Oh, SiriusXM, let me listen to Howard Stern." And I got SiriusXM on my phone, and then I found Covino and Rich. And I never even went to Howard Stern. I was just like, first day, I was hooked.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I that seems to be like a lot of people's story. That was mine as well. You know, I got Sirius for Howard. I must have gotten it for free for like 4 years because I would do that 1 week trial and all you needed was an email. And so every fucking week I had a new email, you know. And, you know, I was listening to Howard, and then, you know, it was the evening one day. I was just scrolling through whatever. I was like, I already listened to this motherfucker. What else, you know? And since they were on 103 at the time, they were right after him. So that's when I checked out those fools, and you know, the rest is 12 years later, next month for me. How long have you been listening?
True. I honestly can't even remember. Like, it's been probably double digits now, but
really,
I still remember the first episode I was listening to. It had to do with something with Black Ice.
Yeah.
And, Spotty and Kristen. I guess he had snitched on Spotty to Kristen or something, and Spotty got mad, and you know, from that day, I was like, all right, I'm hooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took me a while to finally recognize the voices. And then, yeah, man, I've been listening to for a long ass time.
Yeah. It's crazy how I think we all kind of went through that, where you're listening and you kind of, at first, you can't tell them apart. And then once you're hooked, you're like, how the hell did I ever confuse them? You know?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, I've been through so much, you know, relationships, jobs, and Covino and Rich have always been along for the ride. And
yeah,
it's crazy. I tell my girlfriend, like, oh yeah, Covino and Rich. And she's like, fuck, that's all you talk about. Like, Covino Rich said this, Covino and Rich did that.
Yeah.
And, like, you can, it's like Seinfeld. There's an episode about everything pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to my girlfriend about the solar eclipse thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Spot from the Covino Rich Show, he fucking went out and go watched it. She's like, are you serious?
Oh, that's fucking funny. Yeah. So, what do you call it? No, for me, you know, my buddy hit me up the other day and he was like, dude, he was like, I was just thinking about, because he's been listening probably like 6 months less than I have. I was the one that told him about it and he finally jumped on. And he was like, dude, he's like, think about how long we've been fucking listening to these dudes. And I was like, I know. You think about so many chapters of your life that you've gone through. Like, I was telling Kikui last night, I was like, dog, I was like, freaking Covino went from a single dude to a married dude to a baby to a dude with a baby to now a divorce, from divorce to a new relationship to now he has a teenager. I'm like, dog, and we've been along. When I started listening, Melody was, I think, two, you know, and that's back when Covino would do his impression of her. He'd be like, dad, dad. He would always do a little Melody impression. And it's crazy to think now, like, fuck, man, it's so. And like you said, they've always been a constant. You know, we've had, you know, ups and downs and, you know, hard times and cool, you know, good things happen and shit. And they've always been a constant. That, and, you know, they joke with each other that they're each other's longest relationship. And I feel like for a lot of us, they're ours as well, you know?
Yeah, I feel it. How long ago was Covino married? Because I think I was listening when he got married. So, and probably a little before that. So I don't know how many years ago that was, but I think I was along for that marriage.
I think they got married when Layla was pregnant, I want to say. Was she pregnant when they, I think she was pregnant when they got married. Anyway, Melody was born in 2009. So you've probably been listening since right about then, you know, give or take her, you know, a few months or whatever, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Around there. Yeah. Cause I remember I graduated high school in 2005.
Yeah.
And I was working at a Sports Authority for like 2 years. And then from there, I went to that warehouse job. And it was somewhere in between that warehouse job that I started listening to Covina Ridge.
Yeah, it's crazy because I graduated in 06. And it's cool because I see people like EJ Reed. I think he graduated around our time, anywhere between 05 and like 08, you know? And it's cool because I feel like a lot of people in our demo actually gravitate towards them because that's when we were, you know, either in high school or just getting out of high school. And they were already out on the scene, you know, doing spring break and doing these Maxim events with all these bitches. And you're like, oh, cool. You know, like that'd be some cool shit, you know?
Yeah.
What was I going to ask you? Who is it that you think that you typically agree with more, or are, you know, dealing more Covina, more Rich, more Spot? I know nowadays a lot of listeners aren't leaning more Spot with his new lifestyle, but but where is it that you kind of fall? Do you fall somewhere in the middle?
I feel like I'm in the middle. Like sometimes Covino's takes are just like too much. It's like, fuck, dude, like I get you're this type of person, but like you go overboard with it. And then Rich is too free with a lot of stuff. So like I feel like I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Like I'm like Spot, no Diddy though.
Yeah. No Diddy. Yeah. No, I feel you because I think like, and I think there's a lot of shit that they both dig that I dig as well. I mean, when it comes to like music and shit, I like the pop shit. I like the rock shit. You know, I like the hip hop shit. I like everything. I fuck with everything. When it comes to like morals and being like conservative and shit, there's a lot of shit that I side with Covina on. I'm very like, I think conservative in a lot of ways. But sometimes I'd be wilding out, you know, and I'd be rich. Yeah. But Rich is like fucking wild 24/7. So I feel like I lean more Covina. Obviously, if you fucking that you listen, right? But I feel like a lot of times I'm somewhere in the middle when it comes to like Covino's hella conservative, Rich is hella out there. And I think a lot of us, it's kind of like Republican, Democrat. Everybody for the most part is kind of in the middle. You know, you may lean one way more, which I lean more Covina, but for the most part, because there's a lot of shit that Rich does where I don't know that I do fuck with. But I know we tend to be a little hard on him sometimes, but you know, whatever. You think about your best friends and your family or whatever, right? You're always gonna have disagreements. I don't mean that you don't like them or whatever, you know.
Yeah. How many times have you met the guys?
I've met them a handful of times, probably less than 5 times.
What was the best one that you feel like it was the best?
I'll tell you the one that I felt like you know what? That's one cool thing. I met them in Scottsdale for the first time. And one thing that made me like really love Rich is that he was hella cool, like to all of us, everybody, right? Very welcoming, everything. But one thing that was cool to me is that he was hella cool to my sister, you know? And so for me, I was like, I don't give a fuck how you treat me, but how you treat my family, that means a lot more to me. So I thought that was hella cool.
Yeah.
Where I felt cool as fuck was when we went to Sirius one day, me and Johnny, and we had talked to Covina, I think in Spot, about doing the after show. And we hadn't even recorded one episode. But that day we walked in, we met up with them like at the elevator or some shit. I think they were coming out of the restroom and we're about to walk into the studio. And then Covina was like, hey, he's like, is that the guys from the after show, but later? And like, just kind of bullshitting, you know? And I was like, we haven't even recorded one fucking lick of anything, you know? And then when we were actually in studio, Covina gave us like a few minutes of, yeah, you know, you guys are talking about doing this show, and kind of gave us like a little interview. That night, my buddy hit me up that I went to high school with. And he was like, dude, I heard you on Sirius. And I was like, yeah, you know, fucking, that's how we do, you know? So that was kind of cool, you know? So they've always been hella cool, hella freaking welcoming. And it's just cool because I feel like Covina does turn it up a notch when he gets on the air. Rich is more antsy in person than you can imagine. Like, even I remember one day we were in studio and he's like grabbing like all like just fucking, he has to be like flicking buttons and shit, and like, But it feels to me like it's like anxiety. Like he's always needing to fucking do something. Even if he's like, they go to break and he's like, yeah, you know. Like he looks like if you didn't know him, you'd be like, this motherfucker's tweaking, you know. But such cool dudes, man. And it's so cool because like whenever they would go, like I remember one time we went, they went off the air. They were ready to, you know, call it a day or whatever. And they're like, oh, do you want to stay around and, you know, kick it while we record like Turbo and, you know, freaking Pop Decay or whatever. And we were like, oh, no, we're like, we got to bounce or whatever. But Covino's like, yeah, he's like, after this, you know, I got to go get Melody and I got to this and I got to that. And then later that night, I saw like on his social, he had like taken her to like the peanut patch and shit or whatever, you know, dad shit. And I was like, that's cool, man. Like just like normal ass dudes, you know. And I don't know. I've always had a good experience. Have you ever met them or no?
Yeah, I met him 2 times. Did you meet him when they did the morning show or when they did the late afternoon?
The morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I met him. The first time I met him was in Houston for that Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
But Rich did. I guess Rich had to leave somewhere. He had like an emergency or something.
Uh-huh.
He had to leave, and then so I was with Covino and Spot. And this was when Covino was going through his divorce. He was just like, oh, you know, my broken TV, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I we kind of talked about it. And I was like, oh, you know what? Keep your head up, blah, 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 you know. And I met him in Houston for that because I lived out there for a bit. And then when I moved back home, they were doing the late night or like the late afternoon shift or whatever. And I went to the studio and I met them there. Is when Tata was the intern.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I met him then. We ordered pizza. You know, it was cool. It was like I was hanging out with friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool because we know them very well. They don't know us, but they're still down, like you said, to kick it, drink, have you, some pizza or whatever. And I just think that they could be like a little weirded out, right? Like you listen to us every day, you know everything about us, and I'm just meeting you for the first time, and they're still like, fuck it, just kick it, you know? So I love that shit.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, I met Covino in Houston, and when I met him back in LA, he goes, hey, what's up, man? How was, you know, you were from Houston, right? Like, he remembered everything, and it's just like, this dude meets a bunch of people, and he remembered, like, where he met me and where we met, like, how we met.
You know,
it's crazy.
No, there was a dude when I was in Scottsdale. He was standing behind us at some booth or some shit, and he was talking to Covino, and he was like, yeah, you know, it was this tall fucking white guy. I remember he had a big head, and he was like, yeah, he goes, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I met you one time. And Covino was like, yeah, he was like, it was in Vegas at blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dog, he met this motherfucker one time, and he remembered the spot that they were at, what event it was for and all that shit, you know?
Yeah, it's wild, man.
Hold
and
on.
And then,
hey, jump in the Zoom. Okay, well, I'm talking to Juice right now, so jump on if you can. All right, my bad.
I actually met Covino's sister, Dawn.
Yeah.
I believe. I met her in Houston, or it was San Antonio. I went out there for like a WWE event,
mm-hmm.
and it was like one of those Carl gatherings in San Antonio. So I met Joby.
Yeah.
Tommy Hinton. Don was there, and I forgot a couple other people, but we went to some pizza spot, and I met his sister and a couple other Carls out there.
That's cool. I'd love to meet his family, dog. I've never met any of his family, but I think that'd be super dope just to see like I remember I met Spot's wife. And I remember I was asking her, I'm like, hey, how is it when you see like events like this? And he's like the fucking man, right? It's like Covino, Rich, and Spot. They're the fucking centers of attention. And she was just like, Christian. Like she was like, he's always been Christian. This is just like, you know, something he's always wanted to do and he loves it and all this bullshit or whatever. But it would be cool to meet like Covino's siblings and kind of see like, you know, because I feel like a lot of people that listen are like, oh, it's Covino. And at least me, I'm like, that's the fucking dude. He's a man, you know. But I want to see people who are like, yeah, he fucking, you know, he used to piss me off when we were kids and he wouldn't wipe his ass and he smelled or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I think that's cool as fuck that you got to meet him.
How have you met any other Carls besides Kukui, or I know Johnny, and then
yeah,
Luis. You know, shouting out Luis.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you know, Rafael Busio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He actually one day was driving through town because he's a truck driver. And he's like, he hit me up. He's like, hey, D, he's like, you live in Yuma, right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, I'm driving through tonight. I'm probably going to stop like on his way to San Diego or some shit. And I was like, cool. Well, fucking what's up? So I met him at some truck stop and I brought him by my pad. Kicked it with them for a few hours. That was cool as fuck. At the event in Scottsdale, I got to meet some dude named Rob. I met this guy named Dave that actually lives here in town. And, you know, we were bullshitting. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm from Yuma or whatever. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm from Yuma, too. Now, you know, I've been friends with them. I'm friends with them ever since. And it's cool as fuck because, like, our kids, they dance in the same program and shit. Like, his daughter's, like, 18. Mine's like, oh, fuck, I forgot to turn on the fucking little shit. Hold on. But my daughter's going to be 8, you know? So, but they're in the same program. So it's cool because now I get to see that motherfucker at events and stuff, you know? And I know he's a Carl. This dude I used to work with, he was a fucking Carl. My sister, she's been listening almost as long as I have. She's a fucking Carl. So, like, there's been a lot of people, you know, I've met a lot more people, like, here in town and shit than you would think. But, you know, listener events and shit or whatever. I remember I met Mario Ringel one time when I went to the studio because I had told him or I had mentioned something. So he was like, fuck it. I'm like a couple hours away. So he went too. So I got to hang out with him for a while. Yeah, man, I've met a handful of people. It's been fucking cool.
Didn't Mario live at the studio? I remember he was there like every other week.
He was bringing them fucking guacamole and shit.
Wasn't he bringing, is he the one that makes the belts or no?
Yeah. Yeah. He does all that shit. It's funny though, because, like when I met Rafael Busio, he's like, oh, you're a lot taller than I thought, because he was like this little ass dude. He's probably 5'5" on a good day. And, Mario Ringel, same shit, maybe 5'6", you know? And so, it's kind of cool. I remember when I met Covino, he said that I was the biggest Mexican he ever met in his life. So, that was cool. But yeah, man, but it's always been hella cool. I have yet to meet Funky Monkey, who she just moved to Arizona. You know, she was in California for a minute, but you know, I feel like we're going to have to do some kind of Carl hangout, even if it's just like after show listeners, you know, fucking let's go to a game or something. I think that'd be hella dope.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that LA meetup. Cause now that I'm back in California, I'm in Orange County. So it's not too far. I'm not too far from the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to do something. And even if they don't fucking have something, like, no lie, it would be cool as fuck to get some people together and go to, like, a fucking game or something or whatever. I mean, I'm traveling all the fucking time. This weekend, I'm going to be at Knott's Berry Farm. My daughter's got a fucking cheer event. So, yeah.
Damn,
so.
If I was in town, I would have fucking met up. But I'm going to be in Palm Springs this weekend.
Oh, for real? Yeah. And my lady, she goes to Palm Springs, like, fuck, Doug. I don't know, like, once a month, maybe. She usually goes. She's got a friend that lives over there. And sometimes she does some shit over there. She'll go meet up with her or whatever, her friend. And her friend's back and forth between here and like Palm Desert and shit. So yeah, so we're always in California, dog. So one of these times when I know I'm gonna have like some time and I'm in your area, I'll fucking hit you up and we can grab a drink or something.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, and then fucking Kukui could come down. Motherfucker's weighing fucking bumfuck fucking Lompoc, which is like 8 hours for me, dog. So that's a fucking journey, you know.
I'm still waiting on my snacks.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? He brought a shit ton when he came. And I was like, fuck, man. We were just getting my daughter off of like her fucking just eating whatever the fuck she wants, kind of snacks and shit. Your fucking Kukui got here. She was like, what's up? She was like, we were at the store like 2 weeks ago. And everything she saw, she was like, hey, are these Pepperidge Farms? Are these Pepperidge Farms? I'm like, Kennedy, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know, he's going to bring what he brings. You know, I don't know what the fuck he, you know, but yeah, he hooked it up. So that shit's hella cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like I want to meet him. I want to meet you. You know, I listen to you guys. There's a few other podcasts that I listen to from the Covino Ridge. Like I listen to Boots of the Face with Chris Rucker and EJ Reed.
Yeah.
The wrestling one. I met Marty before at a wrestling event. In Long Beach, I met him. funny story there. Yeah, I don't know if you remember Curtis and Callie, that name.
Yeah, I do. Familiar? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I remember I kept hearing Curtis and Callie, Curtis and Callie. And then finally, like, I looked on the Cabino Ranch Instagram. I saw Curtis and Callie. I clicked on his picture. And I used to play fucking youth basketball with that guy.
For real?
NJB. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I know Curtis. He's like, oh, what's up? So then we started, like, talking and stuff after that.
Oh, that shit's cool as hell, man.
And I was like, Curtis and Callie, I'm going to look this dude up. And I saw him. I was like, man, this guy looks like the guy. And I saw, like, yeah, like an old NJB picture with both of us in it. I was like, oh, shit, it is fucking Curtis I play basketball with.
You go to his Instagram and you're fucking in it, huh? When you guys are little. That shit's cool. Yeah. I had a question about, you said Marty and EJ and, you know, Boot to the Face. Was Marty, he was a part of that Boot to the Face, wasn't he?
Yeah, him and, I guess him and Rucker started it. Chris Rucker?
Yeah.
And then, I guess Marty moved and he got, like, a promotion for, like, more. He works more, so I guess he couldn't do it anymore. And he just had a kid, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
So then I think EJ jumped in and started taking over.
If I'm not mistaken, Marty was slinging them fucking mattresses and shit.
Yeah, I think he still is, but he was living in California, and I think he moved to, like, Colorado, so.
Yeah, yeah, no, I remember, motherfucker, because I used to follow his shit more closely, and I remember he was getting, like, fucking, you know, like, Pillow Man of the Month and bullshit, and, like, he was making money, you know? And so, yeah. I mean, it's not surprising. I'm just glad that they didn't have, like, a falling out or something. And, like, oh, that's why, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I would listen to him, and then, like, I stopped listening to him for a while. And then the first episode I jumped in, EJ was there, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe Marty, you know, can't make it this week. And then the next week, it was EJ again. And then it was the third week. I was like, all right. So I hit up Chris. I was like, hey, dude, like, you know, what's up? Is Marty all right? He goes, like, yeah, you know, he just got a new job and he moved, so he can't really be doing this anymore. So I was like, all right, well, at least, you know, you guys are still cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. It's cool. I remember when I went from doing it with Johnny and I was, like, trying to find, like, I remember, I think me and Luis did one. I did one with Nate Silverman. I did one with Kukui. And then I was like, at that point, dog, I was just fucking reaching. I was like, fuck, anybody that wants to jump on, you know, because I wanted this shit to keep going. But I was like, fuck, man, I can't have a one. I mean, I know I can have a one man podcast because I never shut the fuck up. But I was like, it's always cool when you have, you know, you get to bounce shit off of people, you know?
So what happened with Johnny? Because I, like I said, I was listening, and then one week he wasn't there, and I was like, I don't think he ever mentioned it, but.
No, it was just, I remember he started flaking, like, if I'm being real. So he started flaking, you know, and we were like, we'd have it, you know, hey, let's record fucking, you know, Saturday or whatever the fuck. Yeah, cool. And then fucking, then he wouldn't. And I'd be like, oh, well, it's all good. Like, I remember he was supposed to record with me and Nate Silverman, but he flaked. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just record with Nate. So I did that. And then I was kind of scrounging. There was, I think the one that I recorded with Luis, I had recorded like a few weeks before or some shit. I think before I was even kind of trying to figure shit out with Johnny. And then he was like, I put that one out as like a filler week or some bullshit. And then fucking Johnny just kept flaking. So I was just like, dog, I'm going to keep doing this shit because I like to fuck with it, you know? You're more than welcome to this day, dog. If he wants to jump on, fucking jump on. It's cool, you know? But then he I think he was just kind of over it, you know? Because I think for some people, when they want to jump on and do, like, a podcast and shit, they start thinking of, like, all of the like, perks and shit of, like, oh, we can make money at this, or we could fucking get famous or whatever the fuck. I don't know what goes on in people's head. But for me, it was just wanting to kick it with people like you, like Kukui, fucking listeners that we could bullshit with about the show, you know? And that's how me and Johnny used to bullshit about it all the time. So it was like, hey, fuck it, let's do a podcast about it, you know? And then I think he just kind of got like, well, fuck. What am I doing this shit for if I'm not, like, making money or I'm not doing this or that? I was like, all right, cool. Well, fucking, you know, I still like doing it. So that's kind of like how our shit went, you know?
Does he still listen to Cabino Rich though, Johnny?
Honestly, Doug, I haven't talked to him in a minute, so I don't know. I remember, I mean, when they went to Patreon, I know he was listening for a minute, but I don't know if he ever ended up staying listening or what, because I haven't talked to him in a minute. So I don't know if he listens or what he's up to, really, to be honest.
The Camino Rich Show, like, they have people making podcasts with each other, people have never met, and you know, like, they're just homies, like, they just brought a bunch of people together, and which is like real cool. And yeah, you know, you and Kukui are doing a podcast now, who would have thought, you know, like,
yeah,
well, it's like little spinoffs.
I remember listening and hearing Kukui call in and shit back in the day. And then, you know, when I was going to have him on the podcast, I was like, oh, that shit's cool. You know, I know that dude, you know, and I'm like, just I know of him. And so to me, he was like one of like the famous Carls, right? The one that like, he used to call in all the time back in the day when he was driving a lot. And then, you know, now it's cool as fuck, dog, to like be like, he's a fucking homie, you know, and like it's just cool to be like, oh, yeah, I used to hear that dude on Covino and Rich. And even like Covino, dog, he fucking he sent me something the other day and he's like, hey, bro, he's like, could you put my face on this? And he sent me two pictures of some shit that he wanted and a picture of him. And he's like, I'm going to send this shit to my buddy. And I was like, all right. And it's cool as fuck just for them to be like that cool with us, you know, like today. Covino fucking sent me a message that said he tagged me in some shit that had some chick like biting her fist. She was like, and it was like, when he's fat and Mexican. And I was like, I'm like, dog, that shit's fucking, it's cool, you know? So Kukui just brought that up the other day, though, when he was here. He was like, he's like, bro, I'm fucking here. You know, we might have been not 100% sober, you know? So just, you know, the thoughts start flying and shit. And he's like, bro, I'm fucking here. He's like, we're fucking here. Because of Covino and Rich. I was like, yeah, dog, that's a trip, huh? Like, it's a fucking trip. Like, right here. Fucking Juice is right here, right now, on Zoom. Because of Covino and Rich, you know? So, it's just a trip.
Yeah, well, my name is Damien. So, every time, like, Covino and Rich say, oh, Damien, like, it's not me. I'm not the one writing in. There's another Damien out there that listens. So, when they say, oh, D, like, that's what my friends call me. So, every time they say D, I'm like, yeah, what's up? But
yeah, well, when I seen your shit, I don't want to say your Insta or whatever, because I don't know what, you know, whatever, but I seen that shit and I connected. I was, oh shit, that's Juice. I've been seeing this motherfucker shit for a minute, you know? So when you jumped on here, I was like, oh, that's what's up, man. It's cool because I got to see, like, Covino and Rich, they'll say shit sometimes, like, I'll be talking to somebody and then they'll tell me, hey, I'm fucking Licorice Man in Tennessee or some bullshit. Like, oh, you're fucking Licorice Man, you know? And it's cool when you connect it because you start thinking of, oh, the conversations you've had with them and bullshit like that, you know? I think it's fucking cool, you know?
Yeah, it's like a whole community that they've created, and it's crazy. Like, it's only going to get bigger because, you know, if they do take Dan Patrick's spot in the morning, then they're going to get a lot more audience members, and you know, it's only going to get better from here, which they deserve it, man. Like I said, we've been following them for a minute and we've been along for the ride. And, you know, I feel like now we're kind of like right here where they're about to like fucking hit mainstream, and it's crazy.
No. And Covino says that shit. He's like, he even says, he's like, I, you know, cause, I don't know what they were talking about recently. And, he was like, I feel like we haven't even fucking started. And then Rich was like, what? And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, I feel like we're going to fucking pop and this. And I'm like, fuck yeah, man. Like, it's cool because I feel like when people get pissed about, oh, I used to dig that band back in the day. You don't even fucking know. You know, I used to fuck with Too Short before he was fucking Too Short, you know, or whatever. And it's cool because I'm like, one day, dog, they fucking hit it like that. We're like, oh, shit. You're telling me about Covino and Rich, dog? You don't even fucking know, you know? We've been listening since he wasn't even a fucking dad or whatever, you know?
All right. I was there when he broke his TV, you know, I was there before Spot was fucking doing what he's doing.
I was there when Spot was still a man, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, because if they pop off in the next few years, who fucking knows what might happen, you know? You never know.
He was, remember that commercial they did, the big dog?
Yeah.
Played a prank on Spot.
If you're a big dog like me, or whatever the fuck, you remember that shit? Oh, that shit was fucking stupid, man, yeah. You know what I do wish, though, they would do some more of, like, even if they don't do like a full on like parody, like a 3-4 minute song, if they would just do like a fucking verse or some shit or a chorus of like a song and then throw that bitch on like TikTok or some shit, you know, I miss their
fucking... they do like the insult parody challenge. Remember they did that back in the day?
Oh yeah. Oh fucking.
That's where they got Rich Loves Penis.
Yeah. I even entered He's Gay and He's Proud. It was Saved by the Bell, but fucking yeah, it was a parody for that. Kakui's here. Kakui, what's going on, dog?
First time I ever did it, I apologize. Well, you know what, bro? I completely fucking forgot.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
It's all good,
what's
though.
What's up, man?
Just right here with Juice. I know Juice might have to go in a minute, but he paused his plans to say what's up. So,
what up, man? Thank you. My apologies, man. I apologize. I forgot. ID, is this like the first time or one of them?
Yeah, it has to be at least like the first time. Yeah, I mean, completely forgot. I think so.
Oh shit! Hold on. Let me plug this motherfucking microphone in.
See, usually we're doing this shit before we go live.
Yeah, well, hey, dang, I only have it unplugged because I wanted to hang out with you last week. So normally my shit's ready to roll, but
What'd you say, Juice?
I have a question. Did you ever see the picture of Mark in Colorado?
Yeah.
I never have. I saw that.
I saw that. That motherfucker, there's actually, if you guys haven't seen Mark in Colorado, you can go to their Flickr account, flickr.com/KavinoAndRich, and you can see a gang of pictures of Mark in Colorado there. He was hanging out with fucking Tommy Hinton and all those fools.
Self-centered son of a bitch. He's a swinger.
Has he completely stopped listening?
I think he died.
I don't know. I know that one dude just recently passed away, right? Andrew, they said.
Who? Andrew who?
Andrew Plotkin, I think that was his name.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. They did mention that.
I don't want to say if it's not really him, but I heard that like one of the listeners, OG listeners, passed away.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
If it's not him, call in, you know, so we know you're alive. But no, I remember, I think Ben in North Dakota died back in the day, back in the forum days. And I remember he was one of the moderators. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, it was just crazy because he would be on the forum. And then one day they're just like, oh, yeah, he like got into a car accident or some shit. I was like, fuck, for real? That shit's crazy.
What about Chuck? What the fuck? Didn't he die?
He died. Yeah. So let's.
I think he recently died too. Yeah.
Let's not make this a morbid show, but later.
Grim Gruber.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He croaked too.
You know what's crazy is that Kavino and Rich did a list one day of their guests that have passed away. But I wonder how many fucking listeners they have, dog, that have passed. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot, bro.
So you could jump in, Juice, with fucking Kukui if I ever croak, right?
But if I ever croak, just smoke a little weed for me. I don't even care. You can even make it a bait pen. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But damn. All right. Well, what's cracking?
Shit, not much. We just talked about how I started listening. We haven't really got into the show this week.
Nuh-uh. I don't know how you're doing on time. Let me know how you're doing on time, Juice.
I'm good for like another 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but so what happened on the week? I mean, you're the guest of honor. What happened this week that you want to talk about?
Shit, I don't even, I don't, you know, I should have been taking notes since, you know, I was going to be on this show. I should have been, all right, let me take my notes real quick. But, now I was interested that Rich was actually, that watched WrestleMania, because I'm a big wrestling fan, so to hear him talk about it, it's like, oh shit, like, okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He ordered it, right? Didn't he? How do you feel about Rich fast-forwarding through a lot of it?
I get it, like, you know, there's matches where I was watching and I was like, fuck, dude, because I was watching it live on Peacock. So it's like, oh, I can't fast forward this shit. But, you know, I understand. You want to see what you're familiar with. So
yeah,
if there's all these new wrestlers and you don't know them, you're like, I'm not going to watch this shit. But I feel like since he had Seth Rollins on the show, he probably watched that match. You know,
yeah, for sure.
So no, it's cool, though. It's cool to hear him talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
Kavino was whelmed with it.
Yeah.
What about him not understanding that Kavino? Because him and Kavino were kind of going back and forth on that. What's your take on that?
I feel like my girlfriend's the same way as Kavino. Like, this shit's boring. Like, why are you watching this? It's fake. And I'm like, yeah, but half the shows you watch are fake. So it's like,
fucking sports are fake. Shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Betting with the betting lines and shit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I haven't watched fucking wrestling in like a good fucking 24 years, probably, you know. My fucking little gap was like 96 to like 2000, 2001 ish. But it's funny because I'll put on, like, I saw the fucking WrestleMania. I saw, like, it was like a 15 minute highlight of the 2 days together, right? And I was like, I'll watch this shit and see what the fuck, you know, is going on. So I'm watching this shit and I'm like, man, this shit is corny as fuck, right? But then I'll turn around and put on a fucking match like Hell in a Cell or something from like 97. And I am in there like that shit's fucking just happening right now. And I'm all fucking into it. So I'm such a hypocrite, dog, because I try to put it on now and I'm like, I can't get into this shit. And then, but dog, don't put on something from fucking Scott Hall or fucking The Outsiders, you know, NWO. I'll watch that shit, dog, and I will stick up for it like nobody's business, you know?
You know what my problem is with it, I'll be honest, is two things. I'm a little bit of a hater because they get to see all the cakes nowadays and fucking Scary Sherry did not look like these brajoles nowadays. Oh, they just don't. We, except for Miss Elizabeth, we had the ugliest fucking chinas and that shit was
100%.
Dude. So that ain't right. I'm a little upset at Vince McMahon for that shit. He should have brought that shit out way sooner than he did. But hey, even as a Raider fan, right? Like the best way I can correlate it is I feel like the energy is different. Like the Raiders in Vegas, they're still the Raiders, but it's not the same energy that we had when we were in Oakland. And so for me, I still like wrestling and I like the gimmicks and I like the bullshit. But outside of like The Rock and I don't really care for Roman Reigns. I feel like the energy is a little bit different. It's more of a like the storylines are a little crazier and it's less back and forth.
Oh, you know what? One of the clips I saw, dog, is speaking of like storyline. I was like, this is just why, like, I was like, oh, man. And it's not like I love corny shit. So fucking take this with a grain of salt. But
bro, we bought corn cookies when I was visiting.
There was fucking these two dudes. I guess they're brothers or some shit. And then he's like, I'm fucking sorry. You're reaching out his hand in some shit. And then the motherfucker like he kicks him or some shit, then jumps off the rope or some bullshit. And I was like, it was just like, it was a bit much, if I'm being honest, you know?
I will say those guys. I will say this though, bro. Fucking The Rock is the shit. And they got ratings. They got ratings. You know, the WrestleMania, I mean, shit, they got ratings. They do their thing. And
in stadiums for 2 days, dog, that ain't no fucking, those numbers don't lie.
No.
Well, the two brothers that you saw wrestling, Daniel was Rikishi's sons.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, those are Rikishi's twin boys.
I seen Rikishi when he came to Yuma.
Oh, really? Yeah, those are his boys.
That's when he was with fucking Jerry Lawler's fucking son and Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexay. Remember, it was the three of them? Died. Yeah, he fucking, his real name was what, Christopher Lawler, I think. But he fucking, that's another thing, dog. I'll watch a documentary on any fucking wrestler from fucking now or back in the day. I'll watch it. And so I watched a couple of documentaries on him on Vice and shit. So yeah.
Macho Man Hogan.
I didn't know that was the motherfucker's kids. That's crazy. They yeah. I wonder if they're like our age or if they're probably a little bit younger, huh? Maybe like mid to late 20s.
Nah, I think they might be older. No, they're like probably almost pushing 40, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're all around the same ages. Because Roman Reigns is their cousin, so they're all around the same age.
Yeah,
I think Roman might be a little older, but yeah, those are his kids. And then there's another guy that's part of Roman Reigns' crew. That's Rikishi's other son as well. So he has three boys in WWE.
See that kind of shit, dog. You're fucking bringing me in now, because now knowing that shit, and I'm like, oh fuck, because it reminds me of like when I was a kid, and my dad would be saying shit like when The Rock came out, and he was Rocky Maivia. And my dad was like, oh, yeah, I used to watch Rocky Johnson. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm watching The Rock, homie. You know, shut up. And fucking, but now that's how I feel. Like, if I watched it, I'd be like, oh, shit, fucking, I used to fuck with Rikishi and his big old holy ass, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, hey, yeah. Juice, I got one for you off topic a little bit. Rich, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Rich was saying money doesn't matter if you earned it or you inherited it. Do you agree?
I don't give a fuck if I found it on the floor. If you give it to me, if I earned it, I'll take it. Like,
is it the same, or does it mean more when you got to bust your ass?
It probably means more, but guess what? I'm gonna spend it the same way if I found it. If I,
I agree. I feel like myself, it means more when you put in the work. But you're right. 45 racks, 100 racks. It don't matter if someone fucking say, "Here you go," or you fucking saved up for 3 years. That shit gonna either it's gonna spend the same.
I'll be real though. Exactly. If it's given to me, I might let it go a little easier than if yes. I made it. You know what
if
I'm saying?
If it's free, you're quicker to fuck it off. That's for sure.
Yeah, because I'm like, I think about my boss bitching at me and fucking, you know, my daughter being like, "Daddy, don't go to work. I want to play today." You know, and then I'm like, ah. But if it was just given to me, I might be like fucking throwing at them hoes and shit. You know, you never know.
Nah, I'm
so yeah, like, cuckoo, Daniel, I know you used to listen to, sure. or I don't know if you listen to, or you still do, but Fighter and the Kid.
I still do. Yeah.
Yeah, so remember when Chappelle was on there and he said that when his brother passed away that he inherited all this money and that he just blew it. He's like, you know, like, I'm going to make this money back. My brother's not here, so I'm just going to blow this money. I feel like that's obvious. If somebody inherited me money, I'd be like, well, let me just blow it, save some. But,
yeah,
you know, like I said, it's going to get spent the same way if I earned it, received it, or found it. Like,
yeah, no, 100%. I actually, you know what's funny? You said Fighter and the Kid. I remember I submitted a video when fucking Chappelle was going to leave and it was when he was going to leave, not Fighter and the Kid. He was going to leave King and the Sting because he used to be on the Culture Corner. Well, I sent in a video on King and the Sting and they fucking played it. And then the comedian Tim Dillon was on there and he fucking ripped me a new asshole. He was like, "This shit's fucking boring," and all this shit. And then I was like, "Oh, fuck." Oops.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. It's one of our most watched videos on our YouTube. It's got like 70,000 views.
Hey, Juice, do you watch or listen to Smut They Said or no?
Yeah, I listen to it. I listen to like a lot of the podcasts when I'm at work.
Yeah,
I'm a superintendent for a construction company, so I'm you know, once I get everybody situated,
put
my headphones in, and yeah, I listen to everything. I honestly think they hooked up before.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I have a question.
They came real close or they've done it.
Juice, if you get promoted.
He knows what the coochie looks like is all I'm saying.
I think so. You know what? And I actually saw a clip from.
Of her coochie?
No. No, but.
I'll look at that one.
It was a clip. No, it was a clip from like 10 years ago. And Nicole looked way better than I thought. Like, I thought she was pretty bad back in the day. And then when I saw a video recently of Matt, of her husband, I'm not going to lie, dog. We bag on Rich, but he is way cooler than fucking Matt. Matt's goofy. He's not as handsome. I'm like, definitely fucked Rich.
Matt is a straight dickhead.
Yeah. I was like,
he's a dick, bro.
So I think Nicole probably wanted it more back in the day. And I think Rich might have thrown her a bone for the hell of it because fuck it, you know?
Hey, you know what? Because check it out. That dude's blown his knees out like 15 times. Good people don't blow out knees fucking 35 times, bro. The only assholes do. I'm just saying.
All right. I've blown my knee out one time, so fuck you.
See? Right. One time. No, what do you mean fuck me? That means you're a good dude.
Oh, yeah. I learned from it. That's why, right?
See? Nah, just shit happens to people. But when it keeps happening over and over and over and over, that's because God don't like you. That's what that means. One time, nah. He's like, "Hey, watch your ass." 15 times, that's what you get.
Yeah.
The difference.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes when I don't feel like fucking editing clips and putting them into like, fuck, man, that shit can take forever. I'll throw them bitches into like an app and it'll pick fucking clips, right? Half the time is shit with Kukui saying shit like, "It's because God don't like you."
Yeah. Well, you know what the funny thing is, though? I guarantee that if Nicole got a hold of that fucking clip when she's pissed off at Matt, she would play it.
What clip?
If you made a clip of that, me saying that shit keeps happening to him because he's a dick, because I only know he's a dick because she says he's a fucking dick, right? Like, I don't live in fucking New York. I'm not friends with that couple. I only know what she says. So my assumptions are based on words that came out of her mouth.
Yeah. You see Kukui trying to get it in? Yeah, make that clip and send it to Nicole.
Yeah, bro, send it to her.
Do it right. Yeah, yeah, send it to her.
Tag me.
Nah, I'm with you guys. Though, last week when she was like, "Oh my God, man. Oh." That was kind of crazy. Yeah. Man.
"Oh my God, you're my favorite band. Go, oh, yeah. band." Yeah, no, that was the weakest shit ever. I was like, come on now.
Because think about it like this, right? Let's do a little role reversal, and this is why it's cringe. What would happen if a dude said that and I was a little girl doing that?
Yeah.
Right? Yes, go. Right? I mean, imagine the role reversed. That ain't cool. Mm-hmm. At all, bro. That's creeper status. So why is it any different?
100%, right? But just because, you know what I mean? Just because, oh, go, Ben, yes. Weak, dog. Weak.
You shouldn't root on anybody's kid pulling out their fucking private parts.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, oh, what'd you do? Like, how'd you fix and what'd you fix that? Did you discipline them? That's what should have came out of her mouth, especially a mom.
Yeah. I had to scold my daughter the other day because she moaned me.
Emmy was there, you know, like his little sister was there, or his sister was there.
Yeah.
But you know what it is, bro? They still bathe them together too. And like, as a dad, I don't give a fuck if I had a son or a daughter. I don't want them bathing together. Why would I? I don't give a fuck if that's his sister or not.
Yeah, no shit, dog. That
it's still private parts. They don't need to see until they lose their virginity, bro. I mean, like, I don't give a fuck if you think they're sweet, innocent, and young or not. You do not need to expose them to that. And you can't hide behind the thing that, oh, it's his sister. No, they don't need to be in the bath together. That's my opinion. I know lots of parents out there do it different. I'm not saying I'm the fucking be all end all and that my shit's right, but I wouldn't do that with my kids.
Yeah. And you haven't. And that's the thing, is that you have, you know, you speak from experience, you know. It's not you're like spot, you don't have any kids. You're talking about shit.
I don't see, because I'll be honest, I don't see the benefit of it other than you're just being lazy and don't want to give two baths.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the only, there's no benefit of those two bathing together. What, are they going to form a tighter bond? Like, tell me how it's fucking good. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's good for them because you can fucking watch them both while they're in there and be done with the shit.
Yeah. No, and then, like, even going back to a few weeks ago, where Rich was like, thought it was funny because Ben just, like, would whip out his shit in the kitchen and be like, fucking, I'm gonna pee right here. I'm like, no, fucking, I'm not gonna. Okay.
Well, take what I just said now too. So let's rewind a little bit. Let's just say perhaps they'd never bathed together, and that was the first time Emmy saw Ben's wee wee. What kind of conversation we having then?
Right. I like that you broke out.
Rich
wee-wee.
Downplayed it like it was normal because they fucking take baths together. But if that was the first time his little 6-year-old had seen a wee wee, we're having a whole different conversation, bro. Whether it's her brothers or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like saying. Daddy, why is brother's bigger than yours? You know, type of shit like that.
Why is he the man of the house?
Yeah. Why did he say no? You clean my room, bitch. You know,
his Wessel and his head are bigger than yours, Daddy. Why?
Yeah.
Bam. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. That's my film. But again, you know, my words aren't gold. I'm just here to give you my fucking opinion on how I look at shit. Lots of people do it. I know lots of people. I got buddies that fucking their kids take baths together. I don't know. I wouldn't even want the brothers. Like, I know buddies that they have a couple brothers close in age. It's like, no, dude, I want to wash my nuts in privacy. I don't want fucking Todd looking at my nuts while I scrub. The fuck is that, dude? Right? I'm gonna fucking get out of here, fucker. Take your turn. Wait your turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, what about Ancient Aliens? Rich is an ancient alien all of a sudden. You guys hear that?
Not that on today's show.
No, it was either Monday's show or it was one of the last shows last week. He was talking about Ancient Aliens and fucking the new series. I think it's on Netflix or something.
I don't remember. I know Covino started watching like Tales from the Unexplained or something.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Yeah,
is it Tales from the Unexplained? Maybe it was Tales from the
Some shit.
Some of those raining goo. The raining goo or somewhere.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, but no, it's funny because Covino fucking, he mentioned that. First thing I thought about was Big Steve. Big Steve can't get enough of that alien shit, you know?
Yeah. I like it, bro. I mean, there's a lot of shit that just don't make sense. I don't have the answers. I don't pretend to know the answers, but it's funny how they try to manipulate us like they know the answers and they don't.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do. Who knows? Maybe they do. Maybe that shit's in the fucking Ark of the Covenant and they know it all. Who knows?
Hey, did you guys hear about Covino's list today? He's got shit lists. He's got all these other lists. And I'll be honest.
Yeah, yesterday?
Or was it yesterday?
Yeah, you're on his list, right?
Oh, yeah.
Backwards hat.
No, I was on the... Did you hear that, Kukui?
Uh-uh.
I was on his kick-ass fat dudes that wear their black hats backwards list. I was number
that's
one.
Great.
I was number one on that list.
Oh, that's great. Hey, fuck it. Maybe it ties into his Emmy. Remember, he wants an Emmy?
Well, they were making fun of him because he has like all these lists of like people that owe him money and fucking he said Michelle Holmes is on his shit list and fucking
I seen that today.
Yeah. So So yeah, that was
he makes a list for Layla, right? For all the favors he's done for her and shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh really? I don't do shit for you? Pulls out his fucking list, dog. He's like, what about the time I went and got her shit notarized? What about when fucking, you know, I didn't do any of that shit?
That's great.
So yeah. You know
I don't really have lists.
You know what? I'm not trying to spread rumors here or nothing, but
too late.
But
You're gonna tell us anyways.
But I'll say there's people that have ran into their ex-wives recently a couple of times over the last 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've hinted towards them changing more than they themselves have. So I'm thinking that these people's ex-wives may look like shit now or something. I don't know. But from what I've taken is that they might have aged a lot in the last few years. And, you know, Covino or whoever, you know, has been divorced, you know, are like, hey, I'm fucking still looking good. So who knows? Maybe it was a good thing.
It's back to the ACL thing. You can't be a fucking snot bag your whole life and think that you're going to fucking look like you're 30 till you're 85.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So fucking, you know, 40 comes and all of a sudden fucking boom, shit hits the fucking fan, you know.
Or the wall. It hit the fan, then the wall, then the fucking other wall, and then fuck, it's just fucked.
Andrew Sims, what do you say? Covino has major beef with Michelle Sims. Yeah,
they're funking.
They're always fucking beefing, dog. 100%.
I wonder why.
Because he never agrees with her. Because
bro, how do I fucking get out of here?
She does have some shit sometimes on the chat where I'm like, this bitch, but I just fucking ignore her, you know? How do you get out of what?
No, I did. My Zoom was fine. I'm trying to look at the live show if I can. I can't see the chat.
He's fucking deep.
There we go. All right, now I'm back, bro. I'm back.
All right, let me
get a light turned on here in a second. I'm getting a little dark, bro. It's getting foggy to schedule. Give me a second. Look, oh, there's Funky Monkey. Andrew Sims. Yo, yo, yo. Fournier.
Yeah, fucking. I thought Black Ice was here. Turn on a light, dog. This motherfucker.
I got a quick question.
What's up?
So, you know how Spock is doing his little lifestyle now?
Yeah.
And he's always talking about Handsome Gabe, and he's real close to Handsome Gabe.
Yeah.
Do you think anything's happening with him, Handsome Gabe, and Kristen, or Kristen and Handsome Gabe, or...
I don't think so, just because I don't think Handsome Gabe fucks around like that. But I think Spot might want it, you know?
And, yeah, right.
You know,
that's my best friend.
Yeah, yeah. And isn't that dog exactly how he was when he was friend zoned with chicks? No, it's not like that. You know, she's my friend because he couldn't fuck her. And now it's like Handsome Gabe.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, yeah, that's my best friend. Here. Hey, so Juice was asking a question. You think Spot, Handsome Gabe, and Kristen ever got it on?
Probably.
You see how different our answers are?
Okay. Well, is there shit you think Spot won't do?
See, that's the difference, though. I don't think Handsome Gabe is into it. But I think Spot's wanted it. I just think he would never get this. Nah, 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 nah. Remember fucking Borat? I think that's what it was.
You're right. I think Handsome Gabe's not into it. But 4 or 5 glasses of wine and Christian just start blowing him? Spot just wants to watch? Could happen.
I don't know.
Not beyond the realm of possibilities, in my opinion. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anything's possible, right? You know? You can get a monkey to fucking eat a donut.
That's what Too Short said.
You know? That's what I mean.
Album number 11. That's what Too Short said. Anything's possible.
Oh, did you guys hear Fox Sports? They came out of the break on Dan Patrick and they were playing some fucking Blow the Whistle.
Blow the Whistle.
Wasn't it Danny G probably picked that song?
Yeah, no, I thought it was too, but it was somebody else. It was like fucking Dan Byer or somebody. Somebody you would never think. You're like, what the fuck?
But you know what I want to hear them do on Fox Sports?
What?
I want to hear, can you do the thizzle dance? Dun, 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 dun. And that's it. That's all they got to play. Just come out with that. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, on Fox Sports, they came out with the first like half of a verse because, of course, they couldn't get all into it, right? But fucking, that's all I needed to make my morning.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah. Absolutely.
It was cool.
Hey, because even at the Raider games, they play Mac Dre and Keith the Sneak.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
My fucking father-in-law, dog, he every time he sees me, he tells me he's going to take me to a Raiders game, right? And I'm
Does
like,
he like Keith the Sneak?
I'm like, just because I'm fucking Mexican, don't mean I like the fucking Raiders, you know? He's like, yeah. Hey, D, when am I going to take you to Legion Theater, you know, Stadium? And I'm like, I'm down. I told him last time, I was like, I'm down to fucking go. He's like, when are we going to get out there? And I was like, whatever the fuck you want, but I'm not even a Raiders fan. I go, but I'll go. And he's like, you're not. I thought all Mexicans
dope,
were.
It's dope, though. They're walking around selling tall cans of Modelo. Like, you didn't even got to go to the stand anymore. Motherfucking beer guys just walking through the stadium everywhere with fucking 24-ounce Modelo cans. Mm. So it's cool. It's cool. It's all right.
Yeah.
Energy's just different. The energy is not the same, man.
I never been to an NFL game, period. Cardinals, fucking none of that shit.
I mean, I was watching Edelman the other day. He was on some podcast, and he was like, yeah, you got old ladies and fucking dressed up in costumes. You know what I mean? Like, the energy in Oakland was crazy. But whatever, it is what it is. I also got a cell phone, and back in the day, if I needed your number, I had to go to the Yellow Pages. So 100%. Things change. You know, things change. Yes?
No, I saw it fucking getting dark. I seen fucking... I seen Juice's light go on in the car. I was like, oh, shit.
Nah, I was going to say, I'm about to take off.
You're out?
You're going to bounce.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I'm late, bro. You know what? It's my first time I ever fucking forgot. And no bullshit, I'm not even going to lie to you. When I looked at the phone and I seen two texts, I didn't see them separate. I saw the two. I was in Baskin Robbins being a fat boy getting a double. And I just went to Home Depot because my Ryobi took a shit. And over here, they'll swap you out. So they just gave my money back, even though it was like 9 months ago. And literally, I'm ordering ice cream. I'm in line. I ain't even ordered. And I see fucking going live in two. I'll play music until you hop on and get you crop. Juice is joining for a minute. And I was like, and then I looked at it. And it was like 6:30 and it was like 6:43. I was like, fuck. So my apologies, man.
It's all good, though. We got to, Juice got to catch up. And you'll jump on another time, Juice is fucking, I'll hit you up whenever we have some time and we're all on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I was on fucking, I didn't even open the book yet.
Yeah.
I'm still in the library.
It's all good, though. We got to fuck around for a little bit. Kukui, do you want to stay on? You want to jump off? You got some shit to talk
about? No, I'll stay on. Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. I got like another 30 minutes or so. So Juice, you take it easy. It was nice having you, man.
Hey, thanks for joining us, bro. And again, my apologies.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Later.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle.
Yeah, I was gonna try to crop you, Doug, so it could like look decent. And then Juice was like, hey, I'm gonna jump on. And I was like, well, fuck it. Then we'll just do that next week so we can get it all, you know, as the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's fucking, dude, I don't know. I didn't. The weekend was long, but that was cool. I had fun.
Yeah.
And I busted my ass on Monday. I busted my ass on Tuesday. And then so when I got off yesterday, I was like, I'm going to take me a little fucking nappy nap, right? Gave me a little tall boy, some BL and a little Bud Light. Took a nap. Fuck, about an hour, hour and a half, whatever. Didn't crash till like midnight last night. Last night, I had two more beers. Just two. I didn't have much, right? A little weed soda, 10 milligrams. Nothing major. Fucking slept till like 9, bro. But I woke up today. And I fucking cut all the grass, cut the backyard, fucking cut the weeds, dug a trench, fuck, bro, all kind of shit. Boy, you know, and shit, my fucking neck hurts and shit. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, at least you have
time for ice cream.
At least you have a reason, dog. I fucking, I think I slept wrong. All fucking day, my back and my chest were hurting, dog. Like, but I think part of it is because I was like curled up all stressed, dog. I had a meeting this morning at 8 o'clock, right? I had a dream that I was fucking late to the meeting and somebody had to reach out to me to be like, hey, are you going to fucking come?
Yeah, that was me. I was late to the meeting.
And then I woke up, dog, and I was like, fuck, I got to go to work. I was like, yeah.
And then I'm late. Hey, Andrew, Michelle makes you
roll your eyes.
Roll with her comments?
Yeah, dog. I don't know how often you read the comments because I know you're in and out and shit and, you know, up and about during the show. But, dog, she says some fucking eye-rolly shit.
Like, you what? Know, give me an example.
Like, fucking...
Let's attack her here.
I don't know, dog. She's just fucking stupid. I don't like her.
Does she not know that, though? Like, when now she's on another show and people are talking shit about her comments on another show. And it's like, at some point, does the fucking self-awareness light go off?
Yeah. I don't think so, dog. Because she's fucking... She's honestly, like, just... I don't know. She's just a fucking... I don't know. She's just... I don't know. I can't explain it, dog.
Well, I mean, she's on his shit list, so that's what she gets.
Yeah, what happened this week, Doug, that you wanted to talk about? Spot wasn't in. He went to go watch the eclipse. Fucking now he's back home trying to make fucking his $1 million and shit.
He was just trying to watch the hog shadow. He wasn't watching the eclipse, bro. Hey, put your thing that way and see if you block the light.
Oh, did you see those fucking nuts that showed up on Mexican TV?
Yes, I seen it, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's great, right? Classic.
That is some funny shit, dog. Because it was like the fucking eclipse and you just saw some fucking nuts just coming down. Ba-ding. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's funny as hell.
Yes, sir. No fucking. Yeah, man. No, that's all I really got. I mean, I spit my spiel real quick. Those are the notes that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug. Juice, but I think Juice is right, though. I think they banged. I think Rich, he's at least stuck his face. He's seen her naked, for sure. He's at least got a glimpse. He knows what she looks like naked.
My husband. Well,
what do you think, Funky Monkey?
She said her husband sent her the nuts.
Yeah. Sounds like a good dude to me. Annie Puffs? Oh, yeah. He sounds like a solid dude.
Hey, Kukui, stay on right now because I just want to frame you. So next time we jump on, we just got to jump on, all right?
Okay.
But after joking Monkey, later. Go ahead.
Funky Monkey, you think Rich has seen Coley Biggins naked?
I think he has. I think, yeah.
I'm going to say this. Worst case scenario, she took a nudie and at least showed it to him.
Yeah.
At least. He's seen her tits. But she said she pops her tits out once in a while, right? Doesn't she say that?
Yeah. Dog, she talks around how she would walk around butt naked and shit till she was like 25 at home and shit. Like it was no big deal at her family's house and shit. That's why she thinks it's funny.
See, and I don't like that neither. Like, even if the mom in the house, you got to at least cover up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dog. That's completely foreign to me.
Oh, Andrew, too. At least, right? I'm calling it right here. Worst case scenario, she had a nudie picture and he's seen it. Or even worser than that, he's at least seen her tits.
Yep.
Guaranteed. We're all in agreement. If you're in agreement, raise your hand.
Aye. Everybody say aye.
That means it's official.
After show, but later. We will see you guys in the next show. Peace.
Later. Yes, he is, Andrew. Bye, Funky Monkey. Bye, Andrew. For the journey. Let the music ease. Are we really out right now? We're done? Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day.